During the opening ceremony of the Paris 2024 Olympics, there was a performance that parodied Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper. This quickly drew criticism on social media, particularly from people of God and those who respect Christianity. This event reflects and reinforces what we've been witnessing in the world, aligning with biblical descriptions of the end times. The Bible warns that there will be terrible times in the last days. 2. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy. 3. Without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good. 4. Treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God. 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. It advises, have nothing to do with such people. Furthermore, Romans 1:28-32 describes, furthermore, just as they didn't think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind, so that they do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They're full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. Matthew 24:12 warns that because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. The event yesterday showed a lack of awareness of God's grace. This suggests that those involved might not believe in God or are indifferent to his existence. This indifference may mean they did not intend to mock God's grace, but their lack of understanding prevents them from recognizing or appreciating it. They might think that because there were no immediate consequences, either God doesn't exist or he approves of what they did. On the other hand, the parody of The Last Supper clearly targeted the Christian faith. This was not merely an expression of opinion, but an aggressive act against the beliefs of others. Christianity, centered on God, his deeds, and his mission, was mocked. The Last Supper symbolizes the final meal Jesus shared with his disciples before his crucifixion, representing God's grace extended to humanity. The cross, followed by the resurrection, reveals grace for everyone, including those who planned and executed the event. As Romans 5:20 states, "But where sin increased, grace increased all the more." Those involved didn't take advantage of this grace, failing to understand it. From a Christian perspective, even though their actions were sinful, God's grace is even greater. His love for his creation and desire for their salvation held back immediate judgment, showing the depth of his grace. We pray that those who thought of, planned, executed, and watched the event will come to understand God's grace revealed in the cross and the resurrection, turn their eyes toward the Creator, and begin a journey of a deep relationship with him. Eduardo Mendes, founder and president,